Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Normally, I'm a big fan of federal regulation. Keeps us safe and healthy, protects us from scammers and our own stupidity. But my faith is being tested. The Federal Highway Administration just passed a new set of rules. It could end one of the best new trends in the history of transportation: road safety signs with wit and humor. You know, like the ones around Boston that say, "Changing lanes, use ya blinker," spelled phonetically like people there talk. Or the ones in Iowa that warn, "Texting and driving, oh, sell no." Or this from Maine: "Be protected, not projected. Buckle up." Also, my favorite from New Jersey: "Get your head out of your apps." State and local officials believe snappy signs catch the attention of drivers who no longer notice the old ones. But the feds aren't buying it. They say clever language is confusing, distracting, dangerous. I disagree. Maybe because I grew up in the heyday of creative highway signage. I'm talking about the golden age of Bermeshave. That was the white stuff that came in a tube and didn't require a shaving brush. Ask your grandfather. Introduced in 1926, it became a huge success, thanks largely to its nationwide advertising campaign, which consisted of five or six consecutive road signs that unfolded an eye-catching safety message, like this: "The one who drives when he's been drinking depends on you to do his thinking." Or, "Don't stick your elbow out so far. It may go home in another car." Or, "Passing school zone, take it slow. Let our little shavers grow." Such poetry enlivened my childhood car trips, kept my dad awake at the wheel, and no doubt saved our lives. Alas, the signs disappeared with the rise of the interstate highway system, which let folks drive too fast to read all those brilliant words. Bermeshave is no more. America is much the poorer. Today, cars come loaded with diverting apps and gizmos, and drivers are lost in their cell phones. Accidents are soaring. I think the feds are focused on the wrong problem. You might say they're driving distracted. As Bermeshave so eloquently put it, "A man amiss, a car, a curve. He kissed the miss and missed the curve." I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.